From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The mayor of Detroit announced today layoffs of nearly 400 city employees and a bond sale to try to shore up the city's finances. The Motor City is facing a $333 million budget deficit. From Detroit Public Radio, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
At the chambers of the Detroit City Council, Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick arrived with what he calls a heavy heart, but a balanced fiscal budget. Kilpatrick says during the current economic times, the annual exercise has become a torturous journey.
Our nation is at war. The economy is sluggish. State funding cuts are deep. The cost of health care and pensions is staggering. These facts are universal. Every city is feeling the pain.
Statistics bear that out. Cleveland recently cut 1,300 city workers. Pittsburgh, teetering on the edge of insolvency, eliminated 500 positions. Chicago lost 2,400 workers through early retirement. Kilpatrick says Detroit will simply not fill 263 vacant positions and cut only 377 current city workers, most in the Department of Transportation, or DDOT, bus system. The mayor says many employees there have been, in effect, gouging the city with excessive overtime.
Many employees have been literally doubling their salaries. This has become a way of life. We have found many situations where employees assigned overtime to themselves with no oversight by a supervisor. That is unacceptable. Good management practices dictate that we get it under control, and we're going to do that now.
Motor coaches in the Motor City have earned a bad reputation for decades. At a Detroit bus stop, longtime writer Larry Morgan notes the frequent breakdowns and schedule delays he daily endures and shakes his head at the notion of fewer bus workers.
We got a lot of complaints about the condition of the buses now. They take mechanics and whatever away, that can make it worse. Right now, waiting on this bus here, I waited at the wrong stop. They don't have a sign up there or nothing until you come to another stop.
Wall Street is also reacting with dismay. Kilpatrick plans to cover the rest of Detroit's shortfall by using more than $60 million from a so-called budget stabilization fund, plus issuing pension bonds worth another $80 million. Anticipating Kilpatrick's announcement, several leading firms have already lowered Detroit's bond rating. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.